In this episode of Podcast Tactics, you will get podcasting tips and advice from an aspiring comedian who is on a mission to entertain and create a new narrative about the Filipino-American experience. I'm James, the host of Podcast Tactics. If you want to keep learning about podcasting, get inspired, and stay motivated, join the mailing list at podcasttactics.com. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Joining me at the mic is Wally Hippolito from San Francisco, California. Wally, thanks so much for coming on and joining me.
Yeah. Hey, James, how's it going? Thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. From one Pinoy podcaster to another, it's always great to see another face.
Yeah, man. You know what? You're my first, actually, I think. I think you're the, you know, at least as far as I know, you're the first Filipino that I've had on the show. So, man, I'm thank you for, you know, gracing us with your presence.
Man, I'm honored, honestly. Like, that's one of the big things I wanted to do when starting a podcast was be a face and a voice for our community, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, like I said before we started rolling our audio, you know, I did listen to one of your episodes, and you're definitely that, you know, that voice for, you know, the community. So I do want to get into that in a little bit, but let's back up here. I want to hear about what the name of your show is and tell us more about your podcast.
Yes. Yeah, so my show is called the Off the Stoop Podcast. As you told the listeners, I am from San Francisco, and the backing behind the name, or the story behind the name, is there are a lot of stoops in San Francisco, basically. And that's where, as kids, we come together and congregate. You know, you talk a lot of shit. Oh, I don't know if we're allowed to cuss or anything.
No, don't censor
cool.
yourself. Yeah.
All right, cool. We're allowed to talk shit. You know, we come there to see what the plans for the day are. If someone's in trouble, you're not allowed, one of them isn't allowed to leave the stoops, or you're going to get your ass whooped. So, like, going off the stoop is me being just coming off into my own and, like, venturing out into the world and meeting different people like yourself. And a little backstory before we get too far, I actually had another podcast called the Double Dribble Podcast, and it was strictly a sports podcast. And my friends and I had actually started it in November of 2019. But when the pandemic hit, you know, sports and everything, the whole world was put to a halt. And even when we were trying to come up and create episodes, there was a lack of commitment to the show. And eventually I started to branch off, and I knew I didn't want to just talk about sports. I had so many other topics that I love reading and writing and, you know, learning about. So the Double Dribble stopped. And then as of March of last year, I've just been rolling by myself solo dolo. And, you know, it's been a great ride ever since. I've had a great time, honestly.
So I'm curious about your background, because, I mean, do you have, like, a broadcasting background? You know, have you done this type of thing before?
No, I not at all. So I actually went to San Francisco State, shout out Gators. I went there for journalism and U.S. history. So I do have a pretty extensive writing background, but as far as going, you know, in front of the mic or anything like that, the only time prior to podcasting was when I was about 18, 19, when I had a 3-minute comedy set. So there's a 3-minute stand up, and then that was it. Fast forward 12 years later, I'm a podcaster.
All right. So this is where we're going off script here. How did that come about, that comedy, the comedy skit there?
You know what? I've always dreamt of being a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
And we'll go into this a little bit later, hopefully. But I've always been a guy who just likes to mess around and make jokes and roast people, and not even to, like, make fun of people, to be a bully, but just have a good time. You know, we're Filipino. We have a great time. And I was always kind of just that lightning rod to, like, start a roast battle or just, like, keep people laughing on the floor. And going up on stage for those 3 minutes was, like, it was a lot more intimidating, especially being 17 or 18.
Yeah,
it was kind of crazy. So it kind of deterred me from going back up again. But it didn't keep me from wanting to continue to be, like, a funny guy and, like, have people, you know, have a good time around me.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, man. That's that's brave to, you know, put yourself out there like that. I mean, it's continuing on with your podcast as well. So now you have a platform and you're going to be attracting these, you know, more of an audience as well. So
yeah, I do. One of the reasons for the podcast, so if anybody is looking it up or watching or listening, I actually have a lot of episodes where I'm by myself, and that's kind of led me into it, not led me, but it's kind of preparing me to go back up on stage and, you know, kind of make my debut again, because I'll go on these 20 to 25 minute rants, and it's kind of just, it's like training in anything, you know, like training a sport. You got to do it every day. You got to do it as much as you can to get better. So that's another reason that I kind of branched off from my Double Dribble podcast into Off the Stoop full time.
All right, let's talk about your love hate relationship with podcasting. I said I was going to stop asking the hate question, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway. What do you hate about podcasting?
This, I don't know if this is going to be a good answer, but what I hate about podcasting is that I've committed myself to making sure I put something out every week. And I know from an outside perspective, like nobody, like I don't, little people are expecting this of me, but I have something in myself where I tell myself, I have to do this. I got to do this every week. Like I have to be consistent or else I won't get any better. But other than that, it's, I guess from an outside perspective, looking at the outside, one of the things that I do have a problem with is the Facebook groups when it surrounds podcasting, and it's not necessarily the people, it's the platform. It's like, it's a podcasting promotion. So people are just like literally a pump and dump. It's they put up an upload and then they're done. There's no interaction. It's just like you do for me and I do for you. So I guess that would be my one gripe.
Let's look at the flip side. What do you love about podcasting?
Oh my God. Like what we're doing now, dude, I get to talk a bunch of shit. I get to talk to cool people like you. Like podcasting is like a weird network that I never knew it was, you know, like I quit my job in July, which I didn't have to, like, it was a secure job, but then getting into podcasting and I was doing it alone for about 3 or 4 months at that point made me realize, like, I truly hate this job. Like I'm not happy doing what I do. So it was kind of on a whim. I was just like on the brink of not killing myself, but like killing myself emotionally, like, oh my God, I hate this place. So I kind of just up and left. And, you know, ever since I've been podcasting, and it was rough for a while, but then the connections I made and like the people I started to meet, they helped me. The community is great. Basically, I don't want to extend this any longer. The community is great. Like they've helped me like get jobs. They've helped me like become a freelancer and do a lot of these things that I wouldn't have otherwise without podcasting.
Man, I totally agree. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, literally this idea for my show is like a couple of weeks old, and it was like, I could not believe the support that I got. I mean, it got me dialed in with you and so many other people. Like I was, you know, I didn't even have a show yet. It was an idea and people were like, yeah, man, I'm down for that. And I was just like, and it just kept coming. And I'm like, man, it's a really good community, you know, and that part of it, you know, at least, you know, that was on Facebook where that happened. And I had a good experience from that. And, you know, I'd like to, you know, hopefully that'll continue to happen. You know, I mean, I know that, you know, there's a dark side to Facebook and, you know, social platforms as well, you know, and on that note, I'm going to ask you, so how are you promoting your podcast? You know, in what ways are you, you know, getting the word out?
I was on Facebook a lot when I first started podcasting. I was doing what I hate now. I was promoting, I was doing the pump and dump thing, but I started to see that it wasn't helping. It was helping me get listens, but it wasn't helping me build a community. So I think it was a particular post or a particular group where we only had about 20, 30 people in the podcast group. And from there, it snowballed into following on Instagram. And that's where it was, I guess, the most powerful, because a lot of these people, we are all around, you know, we're all kind of starting off together. So we're all learning from each other. So the support system has been really great. So there'll be a repost here, a repost there. Oh, follow my boy and follow my boy Wally, or follow this podcast. So Instagram has been probably the most beneficial. But I think as of late, we spoke about this before we started recording. Clubhouse has been really big too. We just started a or not me, I don't want to take credit for that, but somebody's just started a Pinoy Podcasters room that goes bi-weekly. And for me, trying to kind of tune into the Filipino community more, it's that was like kind of like miracle sent.
I want to ask you, you know, and you can tell me you don't want to answer this question, but like, have you always been, what is the word that I'm thinking of? Passionate about your roots, your, you know, your being Filipino. Have you always been wanting to dial yourself into, have you always been wanting to dial yourself into the community? Is this a new thing as a result of your podcast? Talk to me about that.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of a, I definitely want to answer it. I have to think a little bit. So I have always been interested in it. I mean, I'm from San Francisco. It's like a predominantly, you know, there's a huge Filipino community out here. But it's weird because they asked this in Clubhouse yesterday, and I'm never one to really answer. I'll say it right here. I was big on being Filipino, but I didn't embrace the culture. And I say that because living here in the Bay Area, and you're from San Diego, so there's a huge Filipino community out there. It's not necessarily having to throw my roots in your face, because it's so like the Bay Area is so multicultural that it kind of weaves and turns into itself. So it's so common ground. You could see it everywhere that we have that that culture, but then we also adapt the new culture. Like, we're allowed to kind of be ourselves and create a new culture, a new wave of, you know, quote unquote, being Filipino American. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. And I fully relate to that as well. I mean, I am way older than you, but yeah, I mean, I can totally relate to that.
We got lucky. We're lucky in that way, right? Like, there are people on Clubhouse who live in like Pittsburgh or like Nebraska, places where like there's like maybe two or three Filipinos and then you, and that's unfortunate, but like California, we're very fortunate to get that.
Yeah, that is the perfect segue into the episode that I listened to. It was the Filipino Excellence with Marissa Carpio.
Shout out Marissa.
She had a real, I don't want to put any spoilers out there, you know, I want people to listen to your, you know, your podcast, you know, but like, she had a really compelling story about, you know, like her background and like, you know, being raised Filipino over there. What I want to, you know, my notes here are all over the place. So I'm like, you know, one of the first things that I noted was like, your audio is awesome. Like, even right now, it's like, you know, it's, I'm worried that my mic is like crap.
No, you're good, dude. That's typical Filipino brain right there, though. We're like in a bunch of different places. That's why I have a shitload of interest now that I'm glad I quit my job, because I get to just like bounce everywhere I want now.
One of the other things that I noticed like during that interview as well, and it's actually a two-part, because you interviewed Underground Max also. Mm-hmm. But your style is so natural, and that's why I asked you at the beginning of the episode, like, you know, did you have background on, journalism background? Well, you did, but you know, in terms of on-air background, you know, your presentation and the way that you interacted with people was very natural. And I'm curious, you know, I almost want to listen in on your earlier episodes to see how, you know, what kind of evolution you had. But anyway, there really isn't a question there. It's more of a compliment, you know, like, you're really good with your guests.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know what it is? I have a big value on giving a great interview. You know, I really value myself as, you know, as someone in this game who, like, because this is a game at the end of the day, right? And I want to present myself in the best way possible. Like, I want to be a comedian. Like, I want to be funny as shit, but I want to come off as I know what I'm doing, because I'm taking this as a, I guess, I don't want to say career, but as a life choice. Like, I want to make this a thing. So I thank you for the compliment. You know, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but a bunch of people have told me that. And it's weird to hear, because people are so used to me like cussing and being loud and funny. They don't think I have this side where like, oh, this guy's actually pretty articulate. But for me, in comedy and joking, like, you have to be a little bit articulate and see the world for what it is and kind of just like spew it out your own way. And this is really how I am.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's a level of authenticity there that is unique to you that, you know, is going to give you that edge in the world, you know, whether it's your podcast or, you know, when you go into comedy, you know, I think that's, you know, makes Wally Wally, right? You know, yeah. So
thank you. Thank you.
With your shows, with the interviews, how do you prepare? Do you prepare at all? Are you, you know, just kind of going off the cuff? What does that look like?
I prepare a lot. Sometimes I psych myself out thinking that I'm not prepared enough, you know, with the Marissa and Underdog Max. With Marissa, I thought I had a whole bunch of questions ready for her, but she just came with so much great knowledge and a flurry of like historical facts and figures and things like that. I was kind of like taken back, and I didn't realize that I had questions, but I didn't read up on anything myself. I didn't like actually prepare. So I honestly, in those moments, you kind of just have to let the guest be the guest. And I prepare like Joe Rogan says he prepares. He reads, he stays well read, well written. He stays up to date, but there are, you know, as with life, you kind of just don't want to do it sometimes. Like I think before that interview, honestly, I recorded it last Tuesday. Came out Thursday. So that Monday I had interviewed Underdog Max, and after that I was watching Game of Thrones and then my girlfriend and I had to drive up from LA back to the Bay because we spent some time because it was raining. We tried to avoid that. And then in that time between that Monday afternoon and that Tuesday noon, I just said, fuck this, I'm gonna watch Game of Thrones and like just do whatever. And then about 20-30 minutes before the interview, I was like, oh shit, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna say right now.
But there's a lot to be said about what you said earlier with, you know, the conversation, it often happens organically, and you may come in prepared, you know, I've got notes, I want to make sure I'm doing right by you, right? But like, there's always going to be that surprise nugget in there that's going to be like, let's talk about that. You know what I mean? And there's no way you could prep for it or research for it, but you know, sometimes the conversation or the interview is just going to like have a life of its own. And I think, you know, in the case with Marissa, that's what happened, you know, like you just let her take the lead on that and you did it well, you know, I mean, she went with it and like, man, she definitely knowledge bombed. I mean, it was like, you know, okay, you know,
she threw some things at me and she wanted to stop. And I never edit my show. So I was just like, just go ahead, like have at it, you know, like another part of my show, and I don't want to backtrack too far, is I am trying to highlight like Filipino Americans doing something, you know? I mean, we're all an upcoming community. And like we said earlier, we're trying to change the narrative or create a new narrative in ourselves. And that was one of those moments where it was like, okay, like, please, like whatever knowledge you have, like, I want to learn. I'm here to learn at the end of the day.
That's the perfect segue into, you know, you were back, I think you felt like you were backtracking there, but it actually circles back perfectly into this next question. And that is, what do you want people to get out of listening to your podcast? Why should they listen to your show?
Damn, it's kind of that's a crazy question. So simple, but really good. I want people to be entertained by my show. I think first and foremost, like I do have these entertaining qualities, and I do want to make people smile and make sure that they have a good day. And I don't know if it's like lent itself to the pandemic or just like my natural Filipino-ness, but I want people to have a good time, and I want them to know that we had this conversation on Clubhouse, like, why are you doing it? I want people to see my face, you know, like I don't like the Filipino crowd isn't all like, this show isn't only for Filipino Americans. Like, this is for everybody. It just so happens that I'm Filipino American and I'm throwing it in your face. So I want people to know our history, and I want them to know our history through me and what I've been through and, like, you know, the knowledge and the people that I meet.
Let's go into a time machine. Let's go a year or two down the road in the future. What are your hopes for your podcast?
Honestly, I'm hoping that my podcast is I'm able to do about two or three episodes per week. And along with that, I'm able to do some stand up at night and kind of just like create this organic flow of where it's just where it's podcast, comedy. And I have like a bunch of great guests and, you know, pretty much up my content and be able to do that on a daily basis. Because like I said, I think I'm an entertainer and I want to entertain and I want to learn at the same time. So like, that's actually my goal for like, you know, 1-2 years to the next 5 years. I guess I'll drop this right now. I'm moving to Brooklyn in May with my girlfriend, and I've linked up with a bunch of comedians who are like ready to give me 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes and, you know, get that ball rolling. So it's not just, so it's Off the Stoop isn't staying in California for very long.
It's going off the stoop.
It's going off the stoop. I'm making sure the name makes sense. You know, I'm staying true to the name.
Yeah. You know, when I reached out to people and I was saying, you know, I'm looking for up and coming podcasters, like you are the epitome of that, right? Like you are up to something on the entertainment level. I feel like you're verging, you know, you're tapping into that source and it's like, dang, you know, like I see no reason why you couldn't make that happen. Like what you just described there, your 2 or 5 year plan there, you're on the path, man. You're making it happen.
Thank you.
Inspiring. Well, before we wrap things up, I do have one last question for you. Is there a famous person or celebrity that you would be absolutely floored to hear that they are listening to your podcast?
Can I name like 2 or 3?
In order. Yeah, go ahead.
In order?
Oh, yeah, no, shit. Okay. No, just go off the cuff, man.
You know, it would have to be Dave Chappelle, Joe Coy. Rest in peace to the man, but if I ever heard Kobe was listening to my podcast, that would be the cherry on top, you know, rest in peace to him. But since he's not here, unfortunately, I would have to say Conor McGregor.
Wally, tell us where people can learn more about you and your podcast, please.
Yeah. So you can find me on all social media at Off the Stoop Podcast. My personal is at Wally Hippolito. I'm mostly on Instagram and I talk a whole lot of shit on Twitter, so definitely follow my Twitter for more of that entertainment. And streaming wise, I'm available on all major streaming platforms. It's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Amazon Music.
Wally, I'd love to keep in touch with you, man. I mean, I want to catch up with you when you're in Brooklyn and settle down. You know, it sounds like it's going to be a few months, but, you know, I want to do a follow-up episode with you, you know, do a follow-up interview and you know, catch up on the air with you. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely, James. You know, you got to follow me. I'll follow you back.
Yeah,
we got to stay in touch, man. You know, I still got to let you into Clubhouse. You got to get into the cool school now.
Yeah, yeah. I will definitely follow up on that for sure. The name of the show is Off the Stoop. Wally, thanks so much for coming on. I enjoyed our conversation. I could, you know, do a couple more hours with you, man. This was a blast.
No, thank you for having me on, James. Yeah, like, let's definitely stay in touch. And I definitely want to keep you guys updated on what's going on with me. And definitely want to tune into your show, too.
Thanks again, Wally. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks again to Wally. Check the show notes for links to learn more about Wally and his show, Off the Stoop. Please share what you got out of my conversation by leaving a review on podchaser.com. You can find out how to do this in the show notes, and do let me know what you need from me to make this show even better for you. And make sure you follow Podcast Tactics to keep learning more about podcasting in future episodes. Thank you.